Global Dossier, as you may recognize, is a tool that is available, which in a one-stop portal brings together the search and examination results and other information from a number of other offices, including the IP5 offices, Great Britain, Canada, UK, or rather Australia, Israel, and a number of others that have joined this large network of information sharing. The Global Dossier Initiative itself is a much larger thing, right? It was written, based on a concept paper that I wrote about 5 years ago, arguing that instead of looking at piecemeal tools that offices develop to simplify things, and they have been good, we have electronic filing and other wonderful things, perhaps we should take the opportunity as we look at those things to actually examine the system itself to see what a modern system should have in it, rather than simply re-automating the 19th century. And of course, one of my favorite peeves there is the priority document regime, where, say, if you're a British applicant, you file your patent application in Great Britain, and then you want to get protection here in the U.S., so you file it, that same document in the U.S. in the form of an application. And then the USPTO requires you to file a copy of the original document to prove that you filed it in the first place, right? This is the Paris Convention. Do we really need to do that in 2017 for every case, right? You know, most cases are no dispute and priority and so on and so forth. That is an example of asking the question, what do we really need out of a system, and what can we modernize, right? So the project I'm going to discuss with you today is one of those Global Dossier umbrella discussions. Access to relevant prior art, ARPA, sounds kind of advanced, right?